In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, my beloved, is the second Sunday of the Holy Lent, and the Church is talking today about the Sunday of temptation of our Lord Jesus Christ, had been led by the Spirit and been tempted by Satan for 40 days to conquer all these temptations and the spiritual for us. As we also continue our series about the repentance psalms, today we will talk about the Psalm 38. And the Psalm 38 is very unique because it's a kind of, Of course, our father, the King David, he was talking about a spiritual pain. تكلم كده عن ألام. ألام حتى نفسية وجسدية. Because pain because of sin. And it's a kind of a spiritual ICU, if you wish, that God is doing doing a surgery and open wounds to take death from the body. It's like كأنه كده إيه ربنا بيعمل عملية جراحية علشان يطلع موت من جسمنا. لأن الخطية هي موت. الكتاب يعلمنا كده. Sin is death. And even in the liturgy when we pray, it was like a death which came to the world, entered into the world with the envy of devil. So, because David knows the seriousness of sin, he knows the sin it brings death to him. So he's in a time of pain. He is in front of God, groaning, crying, and submitting to God, which is very important. So he is opening the psalm with, "O Lord, do not rebuke me in your wrath, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure," which is the same opening of the Psalm number 6, which Abuna Shunda was talking about. He was not saying to God, "Do not rebuke me," or "Do not chasten me," but he's saying that, "Do not do that in your wrath," because someone like David, and all of us who is now born again from on high and water spirit, even our bodies, our minds, our emotions cannot stay a whole with the sin. In the meantime, we cannot also handle the wrath of God. We cannot also handle that separation of God. Because the wrath of God is not because God is angry on us, but he is rebuking us for the sin. ربنا مش بيغضب, هو مش إنسان علشان يتفاعل معنا أو يغضب مننا أو يبقى فيه من ناحيتنا نوع من أنواع الغضب أو الكره, لكن الله بيكره الخطية. Very, very clear, God hates sin. However, he loves sinners. هو يكره الخطية لكن بيحبنا. And that's why he chastens us. Sometimes he, as we will see in the psalm, that David, he feels even a physical pain in his body. And he's saying that because of you, you want to return me back. ربنا عايز يرجعنا بأي طريقة. He's saying that for the arrows, your arrows pierce me deeply, and your hand presses me down. It's a very beautiful how he described that there's some arrows of God. He's saying that your arrows pierce me. يقول له كده سهامك انتشبت فيا, دخلت فيا, and يقول له كده ونزلت علي يدك. Another thing in this psalm is one of the messianic psalm. What is called the Mazamir al-Messianiyya, that King David, he describes what happened to our Lord Jesus Christ as if he is in front of the cross. A lot, we have a lot of psalms he's talking about. He's like, "He pierced my sakabu yadayya wa riglayya." Meaning David, no one pierced the hand of David. However, he was talking, describing the pain of our Lord Jesus Christ. And on the cross, we found that the open, the pierce the side of our Lord Jesus. كده سقبوا فتحوا جنبه. فتحوا جنبه. And he's like, as if our Lord, he's talking to the Father, he's like, your arrows pierced me deeply. But this piercing, this wound, this opening of the side of our Lord Jesus Christ brought me a life, brought me the blood who give me life. الجنب ربنا يسوع المسيح المفتوح وهو بيصرخ للآب يقول له سهامك انغرست فيا علشان يطلع الكنيسة من جنبه زي ما طلع حواء من جنب آدم. It's how the جراح الشفية المحية, this wound is life giver. However, here is David is talking about a physical pain, and he is saying that what this arrows, what this arrows of God, why God send his arrows to me as a sinner and to cause me pain? This is the word of God. The word of God, it's a living word. It pierces. It goes to the division of soul and spirit. يقول كده كلمة الله حية وفعالة خارقة. خارقة. ليه يا رب تعمل كده؟ ليه؟ هي كلمة الله, it comforts at certain time and rebukes at certain times. At كل الشغل الله الشاغل, that's my salvation. My salvation. God wants me to come back to him. So he comforts me in the time of affliction. However, when he wants to awake me up, he sometimes send me his arrows, his words, and even if it causes pain, sometimes cause anxious or physical pain or depression. I don't feel as a whole human as I was. David was a kind of, the Bible is describing David and his beauty. It's a picture of health. And now he's telling him, there is no soundness in my flesh because of your anger, nor any health in my bones because of my sins. But here David, and this is the most important, he does not blame God. He does not blame anything. He does not blame circumstances. He's blaming himself. I caused that to myself. A lot of times, even this arrows of God and his words does not even, for a spiritual blind, he does not feel it. أحيان الواحد بيبقى في الخطية لدرجة أنه حتى مش حاسس بكلمة الله أو هي ما بتخترقش نفسه anymore, لأن قلبه بقى جامد. قلبه بقى جامد. His heart is very hard. It's very hard. And even this arrows does not pierce him anymore. But here, David, in the spirit of repentance, he knows that I'm away from God. I am nothing. I am sick. And even he describing that, he's saying that my iniquities have gone over my head like a heavy burden. He does not even breathe normally, as he is the Son of God, because we all got our nature, the new nature from baptism, and we got the Holy Spirit in us, which the Holy Spirit will continue rebuking us. But who will respond to this? Who will feel this rebuke and say, this is the arrows of God piercing me? لما الروح القدس يبكتني, يا ترى أنا بتكلم ببدأ ألوم ربنا أو ألوم الظروف أو ألوم الناس, ولا أقول دي خطاياي. This verse, my iniquities have gone over my head. We say it every day in the Lent, in the doxology of Vesper and Matin. كل يوم في عشية وباكر بنقول كده, أثامي قد طمت فوق رأسي كحمل ثقيل. يقول له كده أثقل مما أحتمل. أنا مش قادر إن أنا أعيش في الخطية. الإنسان الروحاني يحس بكل إشارة يبعتها ربنا ويقول له توب. كل إشارة هي توبة. كل حاجة بنعملها في الكنيسة, كل سر من أسرار الكنيسة, all the rituals, all the mysteries, كل sacraments, they lead us to repentance. We come here today for the communion, but in the journey until we reach to the communion, it's a journey of repentance. Journey of repentance. All of everything, even the church is telling us, even if you are sick, it's a time for repentance. As St. James is telling us, if you're sick, call the elders of the church, call the priests of the church, and they will pray for you. And in the same verse, the second verse, you look at the confess to one another. طب يا رب ده أنا عيان، أنت بتكلم ليه عن التوبة؟ يقول له العاية، حتى العاية لما الإنسان يكون بعيد ربنا يقول أنا مش هلوم الظروف، ده إيدك اللي عايزة ترجعني. Out of love God can send his words as a piercing, as arrows that pierce my body. And I say, this is your hand. Your hand is heavy out of love. Because I'm going to the path of death. As if someone is seeing his son suffering from a very severe illness. The very natural response, he will respond, he will call 911. He will bring him to the hospital. He will not just watching him dying. That the God, the Father, he's doing that to us. Sometimes he rebukes our minds. He rebukes our hearts. I feel unstable. I feel miserable. I feel I can't live. Even my breath is heavy. And God is telling, this is for your sake. Because I want you to live. I don't want you to die. I'm doing that because I prevent you from dying. He's saying that my wounds are foul and festering. It even stings. This is how pure heart was David. David was feeling like I have my sin has a bad smell. I feel that I stink because of my sins. You look at the intent. We قول لنا كده على العازر. At the time of Lazarus, you look at Anten. Alas, who stings? Because this is the effect of sin. This psalm is like a 911 call for any one of us. He's still sinning, and God is telling him, "I'm rebuking you to come back to live." يقول له كده, "I am troubled. I'm bowed down." Greatly, I go mourning all the day long. And God in the New Testament, blessed are who mourn. ليه رب blessed are you? ليه عايزنا نحزن؟ لألا يكون أنا يكون حزني بس على خطايا عشان أتوب. لكن حزني يؤدي إلى فرح. It's a mourn in the beginning. However, it ends with joy. Joy of salvation. Joy of love, life and love in the bosom of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's where I feel I am a human being again. I'm not just a slave. I'm not even sometimes, the Bible describes the sinner as like an animal. He's not a human because he's even seen that it's a fool to sin. There is some sorrow that lead to joy and some sorrow lead to death. We see that now David has sorrow lead to joy, to life. However, in the New Testament, we have a rich man that God told him, you need something, only one thing. Go and sell what you have to inherit the kingdom of God. And he went in sorrow. But sorrow led to death. In the book of Hebrews, actually, talking about how God sometimes give us this rebuke and chasten for us to bring us back to him. And he's saying this in the book of Hebrews 12. Listen to it. It's very beautiful. He is saying, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, endured the pain. That was David was talking about. He feels the arrows of God piercing him. Despising the shame and had sat down at the right hand of the throne. And he's saying this, you have not yet resist to the bloodshed striving against sin. A lot of time we don't take sin seriously. We do not take repentance seriously, as if this is one of the rituals. But if we understand that sin equals death, sin equals sickness, sin equals wounds, sin does not make me human anymore, and it leads to death. يقول له كده, for whom the Lord loves, he chastens. الذي يحب الرب يؤدبه. That's what David was talking about. It's out of your love, يوتشاستن مي، مش بس كده، ويجلد كل ابن يقبله. بس مين اللي بيقبل؟ If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. يقول كده، For what sons is there for whom the father does not chasten? مين اللي عنده ابن مش بيربي؟ Every parent that chastens his child. بس بص الخطورة، But if we are without a chastening of which all love become partakers, then all illegitimate that not sons. امال بيقول ايه؟ يقول كده، يقول احنا عندنا اباء بيربونا، وبعدين يقول كده كل تأديب، now no chastening seems to be joyful. ما فيش تأديب مفرح. There's a time of a chastening is very sorrowful, it's very painful. However, for the present, but the painful nevertheless, afterward it yields to the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by. يقول كده إن هو اللي يقبل التأديب في النهاية بيبقى لفرحه لخلاصه لحياته. عشان كده النهاردة داود هو بيتكلم عن ألامه، وبيتكلم في نفس الوقت عن الألام اللي ربنا حملها على الصليب، وهنشوف إزاي بيتكلم عنها very clear، بيتكلم على ألام الصليب. يقول له كده إن أنا my wounds stings but at the end Lord all my desires is before you, all of this my pain is before you and my sighing is not hidden from you. يقول له my heart pants, my strength fails me as the light of my eyes it also has gone from me. All the body is groaning, my mind, my heart, my emotions, my stability, my bones, everything as the son of God he cannot handle to be in the middle of sin. And my loved ones and my friends stand alone for aloof from my plague. يقول له كده، وبرضو كان آية عن المسيح، يقول له كده إنه أحبائي وأصدقائي، يقول له كله تركوني، الكل تركني على الصليب، كل ترك المسيح، وطلب نفسي نصب شركا لي. يقول له كده إن الشيطان طالب مني إن هو يقتلني، لكن أنا قدامك هعترف بخطايا. يقول له وطلب نفسي شركا، أما أنا فكأصم لا أسمع وكأبكم لا يفتح فاه. بالضبط كده لما أشعياء يتكلم عن المسيح يقول له كشاة سيق إلى الذبح أما هو فلم يفتح فاه. وبرضو هنا داود يقول إن أنا قعدت ساكت لأني عارف إن خطاياي علت فوق رأسي. طب يا رب إيه الحل؟ يقول له لأني لك يا رب صبرت أنت تستجيب يا رب. I hope, the hope is in you. The hope I'm not asking to ease my life. My hope is in you. I'm waiting for you. لألا يشمت بي عندما زلت قدماي. وفي الآخر يقول له لأني أخبر بإثمي وأغتم من خطيئتي. I declare my iniquities. I will be anguished over my sin. And this is the end of all the pain. I declare. When I confess, a lot of times we do it as a mechanical. I will go and confess my sins. I will write my sins. I confess my sins. And God by default will forgive me. It's I ask for the price of sin is death. However, when I come and I'm not coming to focus on my sins, I focus on God. I focus on Him. He will take all the sins and give me life. I'm taking my sins and I declare the faith on Him. When I confess, first I confess my hope and declare my faith in Him, and then I confess my sins in front of Him. So what he will say as he gives David, you're looking at a God, take away the sins out of you. You will not die. And this is every time when we hear the absolution from God in the mouth of Abuna. ربنا كده يبعت لنا مع أبونا كده تحليل ويقول كده الرب نقل عن خطيئة، الرب غفر عن مسح خطيئتك. مسح خطيتك، بقينا خدنا تبرير، ما بقتش موجودة anymore، الخطية مش موجودة. يقول له كده أنسى خطاياكم. يا رب إزاي تنسى؟ يقول أنا قررت أن أنا أنسى خطاياكم، بس محتاج أن أنا to be humble and before God and to submit to God and tell Him, God, I have sinned against you. And the beautiful verse, which is not clear here, However, it's in the sixth hour of the Good Friday. We pray, and a lot of time we don't know from where it is. Until Abuna actually told me about it, Abuna Shnuda, I didn't know, because here in the verse 21, it's not accurate translation of the verse. However, the verse 21 يقول كده اللي احنا بنرنمه كده على الصليب مع المسيح. رفضوني أنا الحبيب مثل ميت مرزول. جعلوا مسميرا في جسدي فلا تهملني يا ربي وإلهي. وده بيتكلم very clear. يقول كده they have rejected me, the beloved one, as Abominable did, a carcass. They have pierced my body with nails. Do not forsake me, O Lord, my God. That was the cry of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who is without sin, the Logos, the Son, God, he never knew sin and he never made any sin. When God put him all the sins of all the whole world, he was crying at the time of darkness. يقول كده رفضوني أنا الحبيب جعلوا مسميرا في جسدي. واحنا بنصليها كده في الساعة السادسة ساعة الصلب, the hour of the cross, when they pierced his body on the cross. بس برضو النهاردة داود يقول كده إن هو أنا اترفضت بسبب خطاياي, كأني اتمسمرت بسبب خطاياي. وأنا أقول له يا رب زي ما بنقول له كده في الساعة السادسة, سمر خطاياي. أنا جاي معاك, بقبل الصليب معاك, بقبل ألام الصليب. أنا جاي قدامك وأنا بعترف بأسامي, بعترف بخطاياي, علشان يا رب أتصلب معاك عشان أتمجد معاك. يقول لي كده دونات, يقول له make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. This is the 911 call for God. However, my beloved, it's very important to understand that as a temple of God, we are called to live holy. Holy in our mind, in our emotions. I will not give my mind to any thoughts could come and be in it. Or emotions is very precious, my beloved, is very precious. Is the emotion that God sanctified. I'm not giving my emotions, I'm not throwing it into the mud, or not throwing to the enemy. I'm not giving to Satan. My emotions are holy, are very holy. But even if it happened, I will feel this pain in front of God. And at the end, I'm telling him, I confess before you, God, you are my savior. You hasten me, do not help me, Lord. This is 911. My Lord Jesus Christ, help me. When I have been under attack with any devil thought, this is the 911. My Lord, haste to help me. There is no other way, my beloved. ما فيش أسرع من إن أنا بصلي وأقول له الصلاة السهمية. رب أسرع وأعني. لأن I'm under attack. I am under attack of devil. I'm under attack of devil thought, emotion, anything that comes to capture me, to put me into captivity. David يقول لنا كده, I take into captivity any devil thought by Lord, by this word, as David said, I'm not trying to be smart. I'm calling God because I cannot do it. I just call him, make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. Please, even if you cannot remember all the psalm, just remember this, the last verse. Make it in your mouth all the time. When you are under attack, when you have a bad thought, when you have a temptation by anything, especially today we are talking about the temptation, that our Lord Jesus Christ used the Bible with the word of God to help, to comfort, and to heal. The word of God, yes, it's piercing why I'm a sinner, however, it comforts and heals. كلمة الله حية في حياتي, دي اللي أنا عايزه. تطبطب عليا في وقت التعب لكن تبكتني في وقت الضيق. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. Make it every day. This is the word you say it all the day, because the name of God that keep the devil away. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
Be all. نزل من السماء وتجسد من الروح القدس من مريم العذراء تأنس وصلب عنا على عهد بيلاطس البنطي تألم وكبر وقام من بين الأموات في اليوم الثالث كما في الكتب وصعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمين أبي أيضا يأتي في مجده ليدين الأحياء والأموات الذي ليس لممكن انقضاء. نعم نؤمن بالروح القدس الرب المحيي المنبثق من الآب نسجد له ونمجده مع الآب والابن الناطق في الأنبياء بكنيسة واحدة مقدسة جامعة رسولية
ونعترف بمعمودية واحدة لمغفرة الخطايا
وننتظر قيامة
and forgive me.
Schliele Flogison
Schliele
Nepasie